This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Last night, we had an extensive discussion about what was pretty breaking news. Late Friday evening, Donald Trump signed an executive order that banned any people traveling into the United States who are from one of seven countries in the world. I don't have the list in front of me, but Iraq.
I don't have it in front of me either, but I do remember
Somalia,
Iraq, Somalia,
Yemen,
Sudan, Libya, and Yemen.
Yeah.
Syria and Yemen.
There you go. So that was pretty outrageous. People began protesting outside of airports. Last night, there were dozens and dozens of people, uncounted numbers of people, maybe thousands, I don't know. People were stopped from coming into the United States, including people who had a green card.
Yes, and I saw something that said upwards of 500,000 people have green cards
from those countries
That were originally from those seven countries.
Right. Now, if they're still here in the United States, they're safe for now.
In theory.
But who knows what's going to come next here. Now, Trump has been talking about this apparently this weekend. Daryl, you've got that story. But also, late in the show last night, one of our callers brought to our attention that there was an emergency stay that was issued by a federal court. I believe the District of New York, that district.
I think it was the Eastern District. There are several districts in New York.
That issued a stay on this order, basically saying, hold on, you know, we need to have a full hearing about this. For now, this executive order is stayed. But the headline from the New York Post is that the ACLU is now getting multiple reports that federal customs agents are siding with President Trump and willfully ignoring a Brooklyn federal judge's demand that travelers from seven Muslim countries not be deported from the nation's airports. Omar Jadwat, the director of the ACLU's Immigrants Rights Project, told the Post Saturday, quote, "The court's order could not be clearer. They need to comply with the order. It's enough to be a serious concern," he said of the reports. He and the other ACLU lawyers had earlier Saturday night won an emergency stay of Trump's deportation order from Brooklyn federal judge Ann Donnelly. And so, again, these are early reports saying that customs agents are ignoring the court's order. Now, this is, of course, an interesting study in how government works, or rather, doesn't work. The idea, of course, was that the different branches of government are supposed to be checks and balances on one another. In this case, the court is attempting to check what could be a unconstitutional order from President Trump, and yet you have executive branch members who are now ignoring the court's order. Technically, they would be in contempt of court.
One would think, and this actually kind of reminds me of a quote that I was told Andrew Jackson said after the Supreme Court ruled that his expulsion of Native Americans from the South was unconstitutional. He said something along the lines of, "I've got an army, where's yours?"
Exactly. So what happens to your government? How long do you keep paying for a government that's obviously broken? The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. The people out in California are saying they might just stop paying. There's another headline that they're talking about cutting off any money that would be going to the federal government, which is somewhat related to this story.
Right, and well, when you had mentioned this last night, I was thinking, okay, so exactly how is this going to work? Because, you know, say Starbucks or Lowe's or, you know, any mom and pop restaurant that winds up, you know, withholding taxes from their employer or their employees, they don't send the federal withholdings to Sacramento before it goes to Washington.
That's right, yep.
So this would really only affect government employees, I think.
Yeah, it would also affect any revenue streams that would be coming from the Californian government that would be going to the federal government as
right, so what revenue stream would that be other than employee withholding?
Well, I don't know. Right now, according to KPIX5 out in San Francisco, the state of California is studying ways to suspend financial transfers to Washington after the Trump administration had threatened to withhold federal money from sanctuary cities. So your comments and thoughts are welcome here. We're going to go to your calls. Our toll-free number is 855 453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll find out what Trump has to say about these immigration restrictions coming up and dig further into the Sacramento story if we can. But let's go to Carl first in New Jersey, listening to WPG. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live at the end. Johnny Ray and Daryl.
Okay. I always have a different, totally different view to other than other people. I think different. The guy that was the translator, and we brought him here to protect him, and he went back home, and then he came back, and we wouldn't let him in, and he's at the airport. Well, here's my view on that. If we brought him here to protect him, why would he go back to his village where he used to live? Because maybe he'd get killed there. And what did he do at that village? Did he go to some training terrorist camp? Did he find out some of his relatives were killed by an airstrike or a drone, and he's so mad at us? He's going to come back to kill us. Well, I don't know. So that's, see,
well, first of all, I don't know all the details that you've given here, so I don't know what's true about this guy. You're talking about the character, one of the two who was involved in the court case that was decided last night. I don't know if the reason he was brought here was because of protection or if he was just working with the U.S. military or further,
And none of the news articles that I read said where he was coming from. He may have just, gone on vacation to Europe.
Yeah, I don't know if I didn't see that detail either. Yeah. Did you, Carl, or are you speculating?
No, I'm speculating. But hey, okay. Maybe he went to Germany. a lot of Germans are leaving Germany because they're hungry. Now they're moving to Hungary because they've had Muslims there tell them, get out of my town. It's our town now. Get out of here. That they've done that. They've taken over towns in Germany that Muslims.
I don't know if there's any truth to that either. There's a lot of rumors, as we've discovered, going around, and many of them are not backed up by fact. In fact, thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate it. Daryl, last night you shared with us about this claim that one of the callers made that there are certain areas in France that have been, taken over by Muslims, and the police don't go there.
No-go zones to where no government official is allowed in there, but these neighborhoods are actually just, on a list of they need some redevelopment or they need, state funding for something.
And the guy who originally called them no-go zones or whatever, he
visited some of them and said, I was completely wrong.
Right. And he visited after making his, claims.
Yes.
And recanted what he said. So whenever somebody calls with some sort of claim, like Carl just did, I always, take those with a serious grain of salt. And indeed, it only took one quick question to reveal that he admitted that he was purely speculating on the individual who, again, tried to come back here into the United States. What, late Friday night or early Saturday?
Saturday.
And ultimately was stopped, who had worked with the U.S. military for like a decade as a translator in Iraq. So again, Carl jumping to conclusions there about that, and just people will believe anything they read about Muslims, and they'll believe anything they read without ever actually, taking the time to talk to somebody, taking the time to speak to somebody with some direct knowledge of the situation. And I'm not claiming that that's us.
See, and the reason they don't believe anything that comes out of somebody's mouth is because they were told Muslims are allowed to lie to you. So don't believe anything they say.
Again, just a bunch of nonsense. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it looks like at the federal level, you've got a pretty serious conflict between a couple branches of government here. You've got the judge at the federal court issuing a stay order on the enforcement of this new immigration order, and now the bureaucrats at the low levels in customs are apparently not following the judge's orders. So what will happen next, I don't know. But Trump apparently has been blathering about this
yep,
weekend.
Made a statement this afternoon, actually.
Daryl, you're going to share that with us coming up here. You can also take control of the airwaves. You can weigh in on this or bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tom Woods says the U.S. is breaking up.
And breaking up is hard to do.
But sometimes you got to do it because it works out for the best for both parties. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Are we seeing the beginnings of that breakup here? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855 450 free. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Still to come tonight, we got the economics in one lesson. We've been reading this book chapter by chapter, week after week here, and not reading it on the air necessarily, but maybe a few excerpts and discussing what the economic concepts are within. We have to go to chapter 12 tonight, so that's still on the way. But we're talking about something that is going to definitely disturb the economy in the United States, and that is the Donald Trump travel ban, essentially banning anybody from seven nations in the world traveling from those nations to preventing them from coming into the United States.
Or people that are actually just from those nations that have left the U.S., maybe went to Canada, maybe went to Mexico.
And then trying to come back.
Preventing them from coming back.
Right, including green card holders. So you can comment on that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as the customs agents around the country, apparently many of them are continuing to enforce the ban despite it being put on hold or stayed by a court, a federal court. Coming up, I'll be traveling, or attempting to, down to Mexico to go to Anarcapulco. It's the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's coming up fast. It's going to be February 25th through the 28th, so about 4 weeks away. At this point, you can join me and Mark, and Jay Noon's going to be out there. I believe Heather. I think she did. Heather say she was going down?
I don't know.
Okay, I forget. Lots of people, and some of the guest speakers include Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, our own Derek J. Freeman, and Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and more, plus Lynn Ulbricht, who you probably know as the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man who is spending the rest of his life and another lifetime, apparently.
Plus 40 years.
Yeah, in prison for running a website. So we'll get the latest from Lynn, and of course we'll be talking to as many of those folks as we can, as we'll be doing Free Talk Live from the event. It's, again, February 25th through the 28th, and the speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. So you won't want to miss it. We'll look forward to seeing you at Anarcapulco. Go to anarcapulco.com, and you can get your tickets there and learn more about the event. That's anarcapulco.com. Once again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You say Donald Trump has made a statement in light of the court decision that came out last night?
Yep. Story comes from Politico. President Donald Trump on Sunday defended his executive order barring refugees and some legal immigrants from entering the United States, even as one of his top aides walked back part of the measure, signaling confusion and fissures within the 10-day-old administration. Trump said in an afternoon statement, quote, "America is a proud nation of immigrants, and we will continue to show compassion to those fleeing oppression, but we will do so while protecting our own citizens and border." The statement also cited what he described as a precedent set by former President Barack Obama. Quote, "To be clear, this is not a Muslim ban, as the media is falsely reporting. This is not about religion. This is about terror and keeping our country safe."
And which, as you pointed out last night, the terror strikes in the United States have not been committed by people from the seven countries that have been banned.
And also, there have been Christians from Syria that have been placed back on airplanes and sent back to Syria.
So therefore, it is true that it is not specifically against Muslims. It's anyone who hails from those countries.
Right. And those countries are all Muslim majority, meaning that, you know, the majority of the people that live in those countries identify as Muslim,
right?
Which is why some people are saying it's a Muslim ban.
So if you're a Christian trying to escape from, you know, some sort of persecution, sorry, you can't come to the United States.
Correct.
Right.
Well, we do know that Justin Trudeau had tweeted out that Canada will welcome the people being oppressed and who are refugees. The article continues, Trump, who also took the time Sunday to accuse Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham of looking to start World War III, and his aides, struggled to stay on message as global outrage grew over the executive order. The directive, which Trump has cast as a national security imperative, effectively bars entry to the United States by people ranging from Iraqi translators to Syrian refugees, to even a British Olympian. It has also been interpreted to apply to legal U.S. permanent residents and many foreigners with multiple nationalities. then talks about the
and I believe it was supposed to take effect for 120 days, if I'm recalling correctly.
90 days. Mm-hmm. The ban, the outright ban on refugees is 120 days.
Which, of course, all of these things can be extended at some point or quietly let drop. So who knows what's going to happen.
Article then talks about the protests that were happening. Says Trump did not appear moved by the chaos. In his statement, he asserted that Obama had banned visas for refugees from Iraq for 6 months in 2011. Politico points out...
Well, see, Democrats and Republicans, all the same.
Politico points out, actually, the Obama administration, reacting to intelligence indicating that some refugees may have had terrorist ties, instituted additional security checks, which severely slowed down the visa issuance process.
Okay.
So Trump claims Obama just stopped everybody from coming in, but it just slowed the process down. Trump also noted that the seven countries
baby steps towards tyranny here, one step and then another.
Trump also noted that the seven countries targeted by his order were also targeted by Obama as potential terror sources. Early Sunday, Trump tweeted, "Our country needs strong borders and extreme vetting now. Look at what is happening all over Europe and indeed the world. A horrible mess." Later in the morning, he sent out another tweet, "Christians in the Middle East have been executed in large numbers. We cannot allow this horror to continue."
So let's keep them out. I mean, if that's true that, you know, there are these horrible executions going on, then his policy just stopped any of those people from seeking refuge in the United States.
Yes, yeah. But of course he doesn't see his own hypocrisy
right there.
White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus told NBC News that moving forward, the order would not affect U.S. legal permanent residents, which appears to be
green card holders?
Scaling. That's a green card gives you legal.
So he's saying that, well, we made a mistake by stopping the green card people? Is that what he's saying?
That seems to be what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And Politico says this appears to be a scaling back in response to legal threats.
Okay, that's what they referred to earlier.
Still, Priebus muddied the waters by saying that such people would still face extra screening before being allowed back into the United States if they travel to certain countries singled out by the order.
Gotcha.
Priebus said, quote, "President Trump is not willing to get this wrong, which is why he wants to move forward quickly and protect Americans." What did I just read?
Read that one more time for me.
"President Trump is not willing to get this wrong, which is why he wants to move forward quickly and protect Americans."
That's just nonsense speak. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Right. If you want to not get it wrong, then you take some time with it.
Well, they've gotten it wrong for sure. As far as they've gotten it, you know, wrong from a perspective of this is clearly anti-American, at least in the traditions of allowing people to come here.
I'm not a carpenter, but I do know that one of the rules of carpentry is measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
It's we want to make sure that we cut this to the right side, so just go ahead and cut it and then measure it afterwards. No.
Right. You want to make sure you get it right.
Make sure you get it right, so you slow down a little bit.
But in this case, there is no getting this policy right. It's just a tyrannical policy.
Well,
period.
You get it right by getting rid of the policy.
Well, yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that's one of the things that they're clashing over right now. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free if you want to join us to talk about the internal conflict within the federal government, where you've got a court saying one thing and the executive branch ignoring the order, court ordering a stay on the execution of the order that Donald Trump wrote at the end of Friday that was restricting or is restricting the travel here from folks from seven different countries around the world. The court put a stay on that late on Saturday, and now you've got Trump speaking out, saying that, you know, he's going to fight on this, obviously. And then also the bureaucrats at the lower levels in the Customs Department are just ignoring the court's order so far, according to the ACLU, having received multiple reports. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was there any more that you thought was worth sharing from the story about Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Sunday afternoon statement, Trump pointed out that more than 40 Muslim-majority countries are not being affected by this order. He also noted that the suspension of
including countries where terrorists have actually come from.
Yes.
Yeah.
He also noted that the suspension of entries from those countries was temporary until the administration undertook a review and determined within 90 days that the security safeguards involved in screening those travelers were strong enough.
Mm. So he claims, so what he's saying is that they might repeal this and put in more stringent security measures on those folks. That's what he's hinting at.
He's hinting at it, yeah. But he's not necessarily saying it.
Right.
Politico points out, but Trump failed to mention that the conditions he set in his executive order may not be able to be met by some or possibly all of the countries. The president wants, for instance, for the countries to share information with the U.S. to help it vet travelers, but some of the countries are weakly governed, wrecked by war, or do not have diplomatic ties with the United States at all, making it likely that the bans on entry from those countries could be indefinite.
Oh, boy.
The White House also initially insisted that U.S. legal permanent residents, the green card holders, who hail from those seven countries, must get additional screening if they are returning to the United States
from
abroad.
Even though they've already been screened to the point where they received a green card.
But it left the nature of those screenings unclear.
What they might be. That's what they're supposed to determine, right, in the next 90 days?
No. Over the next 90 days, mm-hmm. Trump's order... During the next 90 days, if somebody has a green card, you let them in, but give them additional screening. But they're not telling the low-level bureaucrats what the screening is, so they're just making it up on the fly. And that's how you wind up. And I'm not saying necessarily that any of the green card holders have been tortured, but mm-hmm. that's how you wind up with people being tortured when you give somebody as few instructions as possible and just say, make it difficult.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yes.
All right. Is there more?
There's definitely a lot more written into the article, but I don't know if it's necessarily worth talking about. So, but I am getting the link posted on the Facebook and the Twitter so that people can read it at their leisure.
And you can join us here with your comments if you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. KPIX5 out in San Francisco is reporting that the state of California is apparently studying ways to suspend financial transfers to Washington after the Trump administration threatened to withhold federal money from sanctuary cities. Now, this, to me, is pretty exciting news, given that on this show we tend to be pretty supportive of nullification and secessionist movements. Now, California has not yet seceded from the United States, but there's no doubt that there's a movement there. There's polling numbers recently showing about one-third of current Californians support their state seceding from the United States.
Yes.
And you now have the state government itself talking about nullifying the federal government at a massive level, that is by refusing to send any payments to the federal government. Now, the federal government's also talking about not funding California, which is what sort of prompted this. Due to this whole sanctuary cities controversy, the Trump administration is saying, well, if you're going to host a sanctuary city, then we're not going to fund your programs, with the exception of the police. That was apparently what they said. And so now, in response to that, California is saying, well, you're not going to fund our programs, then we're just not going to fund you at all if we can avoid it.
And right, and as we pointed out, and I think as you had read from a news article a couple nights ago when this was mentioned, that's not really how things operate. So you can't, you know, quote unquote, harm the schools because the police don't follow, you know, whatever the government thinks the laws are.
Mm-hmm.
When Montana, back in the 90s, did not have a daytime speed limit, the federal government could not say, we're not going to give you money for your schools if you don't put a speed limit. They could only say, we will not give you highway funding unless you do this thing related to highways. So whatever you withhold has to be related to what you're trying to get them to implement.
Now, in theory, couldn't they withhold just across the board everything? Like, all right, well, you're being a bad little state, and we're going to punish you by not giving your programs anything. Not even the police, not even the schools, nothing.
As I've said before, they can do whatever they want.
Right.
It's whether or not it winds up getting, you know, upheld in a court.
Well, I hope that they do withhold money because that's going to encourage California to nullify them as much as they possibly can. The story from CBSLocal.com says officials are looking for money that flows through Sacramento to the federal government that could be used to offset the potential loss of billions of dollars worth of federal funds if President Trump makes good on his threat to punish cities and states that don't cooperate with federal agents' requests to turn over undocumented immigrants, according to a senior government source in Sacramento. The federal funds pay for a variety of state and local programs, from law enforcement to homeless shelters. California's Willie Brown Jr., the former Speaker of the State Assembly, said in an interview on KPIX 5, quote, California could very well become an organized non-payer. They could recommend non-compliance with the federal tax code, unquote. Now, that's a pretty speculative statement, but it's a really interesting one. Like, if that were to actually occur, if there were to actually be a state notice that was issued to California residents saying, we, the state of California, are encouraging you to not file your federal taxes this year, that would be unprecedented.
That would be amazing.
And it would be amazing. I mean, that's why I wouldn't get my hopes up. They're probably never going to do anything like that. But, you know, this Willie Brown guy did used to speak for the state assembly. You know, and the fact that he's talking about that, it's worth mentioning. So that's always been something that I thought would be a good idea, like up here in New Hampshire, for the New Hampshire government. It would be a real serious shot across the bow, a peaceful one, to the federal government saying, we truly are not behind you guys. We're not seceding yet, but we're just not going to give you any money at this point. So what are you going to do about it? And what would they do about it? What could the federal government do to California? Because, again, they're saying we're going to not fund you. Well, California is going to, if they can, if they are successful at this, would be able to keep even more of their money. Because if you don't send the money to the feds in the first place, then they don't lob off billions of dollars off the top, or however much of it that they chop off the top, to pay their federal bureaucrats. And so the people of California would then get to actually be more judicious. They would be able to better spend the money that they were keeping in California. They would get to keep 100% of it.
Right, and that's one of the things, if you go to the Yes California website, where they have the list of, here are, I think it's either 9 or 10 reasons that California should be an independent country. One of them is, we would be able to keep all of our money and not send it to D.C.
Do you know California, I believe, is a donor state?
Yes.
Yes.
Which means 15 states in the country pay more to the federal government than they receive back in benefits.
Right. So I wonder if they've run the numbers on that. Like, per year, how many billions of dollars are coming out of California in tax money to, you know, the federal government versus what is coming back? I mean, I'm sure that someone has done those numbers, but I'm wondering if the Yes California is promoting them.
I don't recall off the top of my head.
Because that's how you would determine whether it was a donor state or not. So somebody must have those numbers somewhere. Just a curiosity, how many billions or dozens of billions of dollars are they just losing right off the top to the federal bureaucracy? And, of course, if California actually goes through with some level of this noncompliance, even if it's not across the board, I'd still support it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control here on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apologies to those trying to watch us on our webcam. Apparently, we were accidentally broadcasting on Cody O'Connor's channel from last night's Off the Air Live. So we're now where we should be at cam.freetalklive.com. But luckily, we have all kinds of other ways that you can listen to the show and watch the show. There's a LRN.FM live stream, which would have been uninterrupted. That thing's going 24/7, and we're on there when we're live. There's, of course, the LRN listening apps for Android and iOS. You can listen to our live streams through any old listening device that can tune an MP3 stream, plus the TuneIn app, plus over 160 radio stations from coast to coast at various different times throughout the week. Two satellite channels and lots of different options, plus a number of internet affiliates that pick up the show, pirate radio stations, and probably some other stuff I'm forgetting. Oh, yeah, some cable TV stations, too. So we got a lot of ways for you to listen to Free Talk Live. You can go and get the full affiliates list over at freetalklive.com anytime you want. And, of course, there's people listening later via the podcast as well and downloadable archives, all for free at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy all of that. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. We're back going to your calls and thoughts. But, Daryl, you actually did pull up the number that I was curious about.
Yes.
And I'm wondering how you found it. Was it on Yes Independence?
It's on the YesCalifornia.com website in their blue book. And I did a search for the word billion because I knew that it would be billions.
For sure.
And they say that on average, California loses about $16 billion each year.
To the federal government.
To the feds. And let me tell you how they come to that figure.
All right.
In 2014, which as of the time that they published this, was the last year for which data was available, Californians collectively paid $369.2 billion in federal taxes, and people and companies in California received $355.8 billion back from the Fed.
That's a quite a little haircut, $16 billion. That's $16 billion that could stay in the California economy, could go to growing.
No. That's $369 billion that could stay in California.
Well, right. That's true. All of that would stay in California, be better handled. I mean, obviously, the California government's going to screw it up, too. But
California state budget for 2014, the year that $369 billion went to the feds, the state budget was $156 billion.
Yeah.
So, yes, if all of that money stayed in California, not only would the level of government that Californians have be able to pay for itself, people would then still have about $240 billion left over.
Yeah, I mean, presumably the Californian government would expand just like all governments do, but at the very least, the Californians would have more of a say over what happens to their money.
Correct.
It's not, it's not a whole lot better to have a state government compared to a federal government, but it is still better. Any government that is closer to you is going to be a little bit more responsive than one that is further away. In Keene, New Hampshire, you can live nearby the city councilors. They don't have an easy way to get away from you. At the state level, you can go and testify, as we've been doing on a weekly basis, up at the state legislative offices. You can go to libertylobby.info and check out more about that. The videos are still going up. I got a couple more to upload tonight. And those will appear first over the Free Keene YouTube channel. So you can have some effect. The average person can have zero effect on the Washington, D.C. government. So this is some of the best news about California looking at ways to nullify the funding to the federal government. I'm very excited about it, especially given the 32% of Californians.
Correct.
So nearly one out of three Californians who right now, today, support secession, which is up, I believe, from like 20% in a 2014 poll.
Yes.
So you've got a tremendous increase already in the amount of people who are saying, you know what, I'm fed up with this, screw it. And the more popular that becomes, I think the more persuasive people will be, because there's still the sort of stick-in-the-mud mentality of people. I experienced it out at a protest right after Trump was elected. I went to a kind of a lefty protest in Keene's Central Square, and I was talking to the people there about secession. The younger people were more open-minded to it. Some of the older folks, these old, longtime Democrats, were like, no, we can't secede. We need to fight back and take Washington, D.C. back for the people. And, they just, still were under this mentality that they could somehow have an effect in Washington, D.C.
We just need to sweep them all out and get a whole fresh batch in there.
But if one out of three people that they talk to is supporting the idea of secession, that may change how seriously they take the topic. Some of them are going to honestly look at the arguments being made. They're going to look at those numbers. They're going to look at that $16 billion, and maybe they'll think about, some of the hungry people that might feed, some of the homeless people that might help house. I mean, they'll think about things that they could do with that if it wasn't being lobbed off the top by a bunch of do-nothing federal bureaucrats. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Dodger. He's in Michigan, listening via the LRN.FM app on his smartphone. Go ahead, Dodger.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey, welcome.
I'm kind of an insomniac, and I want to talk actually about another group of people that Trump is trying to keep out of the country, namely the neighbors to U.S. South, the Mexicans. And if you remember, his campaign promise, we're going to build a great wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned being an insomniac because I was listening to an overnight, neocon show. It's kind of a panel like you guys. It's nationally syndicated and everything. And,
what's it called?
They were.
Does it have the word red in it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Obviously they were, hailing the whole thing about, the seven countries that, that Trump was trying to keep people out of. And, they agree with the wall. But then they actually got something a little right when they started talking about how Trump claims to be making Mexico pay for it. And that's by putting a 20% tariff on everything imported from Mexico. It's already, I guess, been signed into, one of his, executive orders.
Can Trump increase tariffs on his own?
I don't think he can.
I just heard this was something that was talked about. I don't know if they've actually
implemented it. Yeah, I heard this was something that Congress was considering, and they're calling it a border adjustment tax.
Okay, but at either rate, it was nice to actually listen to these guys that actually, you know, I heard that, you know, that they normally are like, you know, yay Trump, and spend 2 hours just, you know, pounding down how this is a bad idea. And essentially, he's not fulfilling that promise of making Mexico pay for it, because who's going to end up, you know, paying for the wall then if, you know, there's a 20% tariff?
Yeah,
it's going to be us. You know, and there are a lot of things that we get from Mexico.
Sure. That tariff, you know, I think Trump's belief, and he might honestly believe this, is he thinks that, well, that's just going to come out of the profits from the businesses. But well, as we discussed about the Philadelphia soda tax, it gets passed on to the consumers.
Of course it does.
I was actually just about to say that, you know, worked in Philadelphia. And then, of course, you know, they're going to turn around and blame the people, the stores that are selling us the TVs and the washers and dryers and avocados and, you know, the things that we primarily come from, Mexico. And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to bring that up. It was kind of refreshing, because they actually, you know, talked a little bit about how trade is good, how actually, and I'm not sure, and I kind of wanted to get your guys' opinion, but they actually said that the country would actually be richer if we operated at a 100% trade deficit, which means we produced nothing, we imported everything, and gave them useless pieces of paper. And that was their words exactly.
I don't know if I agree with that, but it ties in really well to the discussion we were going to have from the book Economics in One Lesson.
Right, in that last paragraph in the chapter, he talks about Mill. Right, John Stuart Mill, the utilitarian, who says that the greatest benefit of trade is not the exports but the imports, because that's what you get, that's the gift, that's the reward from trade, is what you get. You know, that's what you go into trade to do, is to get something. So if you're not exporting anything and you're only importing, then you're getting things for free.
Right, but
if you're paying for them,
if you're not producing anything, then how are you able to afford to buy imported goods?
It's all excellent discussion. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, I was going to say, it just reminds me of a speech I heard Glenn Jacobs talk about Austrian economics. Wealth is not the money we have. It's the thing. Money is used to buy things that make us wealthy.
All right, let's talk more about it. Dodger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into the idea of exports and imports here. Coming up with Economics in One Lesson, hour number two, right around the corner.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to SecretsIgnite.com.
That's SecretsIgnite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to SecretsIgnite.com.